Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a package of police reform bills, one of which will make it easier to strip bad officers of their badges, ending what is essentially a game of bad cop, three-card Monty. But it's a little watered down. Phil, how does this work?
Well, what we have here is California joining with 46 other states in a move to basically revoke the license of police officers. What we have in California is certification. You go through an academy and you get certified. But this would, in effect, decertify you. What we're talking about is this Commission of Peace Officer Standards and Training, otherwise known as POST, which is made up of law enforcement and civilians, will now, and they oversee police policies, now they're going to be charged with investigating allegations of serious misconduct against an officer. The commission's also going to have to adopt regulations that define what serious misconduct is, because that's still a quasi thing that has to be worked out and usually is left out of bills like this because it would become too controversial to pass. The second thing was that after they make an investigation, a civilian-controlled advisory board is going to review the findings and make recommendations about whether the police officer should be decertified and licensed and therefore can't go to another department within the state, which has been happening. And what got dicey there was originally it called for this panel to include two people who had either had bad experiences with police or had members of their families killed by police. And the police unions just hit the roof with that, saying, hey, that's called a stacked deck. I mean, it's one thing if you're bringing in civilians, and we know that there's going to be a lot of people that, you know, have questions about policing on these reports, but to have actually something on there with that as a qualification, that was too much for our members to take, so the governor got that out.
But there will be two members of law enforcement on the board.
There will be, and there will be two recommendations that people who have adversity or have it's going to be a balanced board, Patty, because other people are going to have appointments to it. So the advocates for stronger police control are going to be there as well. Whatever this board finds out or decides, however, ultimately goes back to the POST Commission for a two-thirds vote so that the final say is backed by the POST Commission. Okay, what this does is it shows that after the George Martin death, the tragedy there was a tremendous outpouring and call for reforms. But, you know, the question is what you're going after and how you're going to get there. The police unions didn't seem to have too much of a problem with the goal of this. Nobody wants to have bad cops out there. It was how they were going. They felt that this was getting swept up in a stacked deck approach. And that's what, you know, as time, cooling, and the legislative process works out, and ultimately that's what the governor has signed today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.